This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Grippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
A man who drove his Ferrari into the water in Florida says Jesus told him to do it.
Okay. Seems to me, according to modern day people, Jesus has nothing but bad advice.
He says give up your worldly possessions.
Yeah, but no one does that.
Well, he did.
You know, the preacher's driving this nice ass ride.
There's a better way to dispose of that, though. Give it to me.
I'm sure that's about a $1,500 oil change, wouldn't you go?
Right? My goodness.
I mean, if you have a Ferrari and you go to the dealership, what's that hourly charge?
I don't know, but it's what Jesus would charge, for sure.
It says Sunday is National DJ Day.
All right. The one day that most of us don't work on.
You work on the radio. Do you know someone who can help with my niece's wedding party ceremony?
Yeah, they're right there in Google.
We should have a Sunday block
Do
party.
You have turntables? Can you come out and do something at the Armory on Sunday for her reception?
Taco Bell's nacho fries are coming back.
I didn't realize they had left.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're bringing them back, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are nacho fries.
Well, that's always the thing, right? Like, the French... Are nacho fries the same thing as French fries? You're probably not working on it.
I bet you it's the tater tots.
Well, no, I thought they were French fries.
Are they just French fries?
They introduced French fries because, you know, on the West Coast, like, Del Taco has fries.
Right.
And Taco Time has tots. Mexi tots, yeah.
They call them Mexi fries.
Yeah, you got some nice tots.
Big old toddies. White Castle is taking its annual Valentine's Day reservations.
Oh, for God. Who is?
White Castle.
Oh, I'm in.
Take your
lady
to White Castle.
Dude, here's the thing. If you find someone that's perfectly fine with going to White Castle on Valentine's Day, you probably met someone who's a reasonable individual.
Yeah, it's your buddy Frank.
Yeah, exactly. I take him. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, exactly. If you find someone that you're with who says, you know what, that sounds like a good time. What do we do afterward? We go to a movie, whatever. Like, we don't need anything. You stick with them.
I'm going to Olive Garden.
Of course you are.
It's great.
How packed is that place on Valentine's Day?
Well,
do you have to make a reservation? I would guess you would.
No.
That would seem like a pretty popular
thing. Do they take reservations at Olive Garden? I thought it was just kind of first come, first serve.
I didn't think a restaurant like that you could...
I've gotten there on Valentine's Day without a reservation before.
Did you go there with a date at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, congratulations.
My lady loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the heart-shaped pizza once. That was
what
awesome.
Are you getting, Mike?
Olive Garden.
What are you getting?
Breadsticks.
And spaghetti.
What is your main course?
Love their salad.
What is your main course?
They have fantastic spaghetti and meatballs.
See, it's just...
Do you not make meatballs when you make your big tub of pasta?
No.
Why don't you?
Because I have this fantastic stuff called field roast that I break up and I put into the sauce.
Are you saying that your woman won't even eat, like, ground turkey?
No. She's a meat product.
Would she know if field roast tastes so much like meat?
Do they have veggie balls or some crap you can drop in there? Like tofu balls or some crap?
At Olive Garden?
No, like you can make it home. Like,
oh, sure, they make them somewhere, but I like the field roast.
Do you like meatless balls?
Tofu balls. Kiss my ass. Add those to nothing.
Well, they're not going to flavor the sauce.
Next time you guys are walking by, ask VD about field roast. It's fantastic. He actually turned me on to it. It's great stuff.
He's told me about field roast at length. He insists that it tastes delicious. And I believe that he believes it's delicious.
It looks like
I also think he's
crap.
An idiot.
It looks like a sausage.
All right. You wait for the next time I'm filling in for the head chef. I'll make you guys some of my chili.
Why you got to threaten us?
I'm just telling you.
You can make chili without meat, and it's actually not bad.
Well, and I can make it without meat, and it's not bad.
But that would, you know, people who say beans shouldn't be in chili, that's not going to be their type of chili.
Moving on. A woman in Texas faked autism so she could sexually assault her caregiver.
Is that how that works?
I guess.
God, that's awful.
Well, that's the silver lining of autism. You can sexually assault people.
That tells me all I need to know about this woman.
Mm-hmm. It was a woman that faked it so she could assault her caregiver.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. A daycare owner is facing charges after a young boy she was watching was found drunk.
Yeah, this is a really disturbing story out of Maryland.
Glad you worked on it, Miles. Almost one-third of Americans post, like, or share on social media more than 10 times a day, every day, according to a new survey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm an a-hole. Mm-hmm.
86% of us still use social media at least once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Exactly.
Like, here I am defrosting my car window. Wow. I'm going to paint my wall and do a live feed, and you can watch that dry next weekend. Just put the live cam on it and go like, here's the paint drying on my wall.
Here's a picture of a mountain with hashtag mountains in S.
Here I am defrosting my windshield. That's funny and you know it.
Someone in Kentucky randomly decided to run over a... we just covered this for the shot of the day. Why is Jeff still giving me your stories, Thrill?
Jeff's an a-hole, but he's union. We can't get rid of him.
And also, Jeff wants to know, like, instant karma's real. You decide to knock over a snowman that people built and took their time to, like, you know, effort, heart, feeling into. So jackass tries to run through it. Boom, stumped.
People don't believe us when we say that you're really not working on these.
Right.
Yeah, so like, that just proves it.
This is like the first time I'm looking at this.
Right.
There's a man in Pennsylvania who has an emotional support alligator.
He's going to be dead soon.
He says the gator is so domesticated, he acts just like a dog. Wait for this. The guy even takes him to a senior center to spend time with the people there.
Ooh. Oh, no.
What's the mortality rate at that senior center?
It's going to get a little higher.
It's just gone up. I mean, it just seems like it's a... Is it an alligator or a crocodile?
It's alligator.
Oh, it's an alligator.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fine, dude. I thought it was a crocodile. That's much more dangerous.
Cayman. He will see you later.
An alligator, yeah. Nobody gets hurt by those. Ever. Especially in Florida.
Ever, right.
He wasn't the alligator hunter.
Right. Doctors good point, Mike. Right?
He was killed by a stingray.
It's in the name.
Okay.
Doctors in Vietnam saved a man's life last month by pumping him full of beer. The man drank methanol, which isn't safe, so by giving him beer, it kept his liver busy enough that the doctors could get the methanol out of his system.
Anything that starts with M-E-T-H, I'm out.
Even the rhythm method stopped with it.
Yeah.
Police in Missouri raided a man's house for meth on Tuesday, and they... Yes, see, there it is again. They also found he had a dead bald eagle in his freezer.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to be facing several charges.
I got an Instapot. I figured, you know, everyone says it kicks ass.
Did he defeather the thing? I'm wondering.
Where was this at, Mike?
Missouri.
I didn't even know they had bald eagles in Missouri.
Well, they have one less.
You know where they have bald eagles, Ted? America.
They can go wherever the hell they want. Bald eagles and roasted crazy praying mantises.
Like, they do have them in America, but when I was a child, we had to go to the zoo to see one.
But would you recognize a bald eagle if you'd taken all the feathers off? Like, I wouldn't know.
I don't know. Like, did he kill this because he was going to eat it, or was he just out of his mind and was like, I'm killing America?
Maybe he found it dead.
I don't know how much information about this story I know, Ted.
And then I like that he had it in the freezer. Like, that's just creepy.
Right? I'm saving it for later.
If it's not ground up or a steak, get the dead animal out of your freezer.
Strong boy.
The top things we wish we'd learned in school include money management, how to do taxes, how to negotiate, and how to fix fun stuff around the house.
I think those are all practical things that maybe they should look at.
Yeah. That might go in with that adulting class over in Kentucky.
And maybe they should have put in hollering at chicks.
And I know you're not working on this, Mike, but the different aspect of that study was the 10 things that you learned that are just completely worthless.
Right.
And they all are right. They are all right on the money, depending, unless you're like a nuclear physicist or something.
Or a school teacher.
It's okay for some people to know specific things that, okay. The average NFL fan spends 46 hours a month thinking, talking, or reading about their favorite team.
Oh, sure.
79% have rooted for the same team since birth. 41% have watched all their team's games this year, and 75% of all NFL fans think their team will win the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
Next year,
rather. That's
pathetic. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some teams, you go, come on, man.
Right.
I don't know.
Did you just put it on there to be a jackwagon? Right. A 27-year-old quadriplegic has fulfilled his lifelong dream.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Chris, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. Now, who do you call when someone steals the marijuana that you're trying to sell? Well, according to authorities in Texas, a pair of teenagers and would-be drug dealers, they decided to call the police. Now, they're not entirely as stupid as it sounds, but they are mostly as stupid as they sound. Investigators say an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old buddy, they contacted the Harris County precinct to report a robbery. And when deputies arrived, the pair said they'd met with a group of men to sell an item that they had listed online, only to have the men assault them and make off with the item. However, after an investigation, deputies, well, they realized that these two were actually trying to sell pot. The two teens, by the way, they were charged with making a false report to a peace officer, so they're not getting the worst punishment that could come your way. But do you believe that these geniuses who call the cops after someone stole their weed are black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, where did you say it was again?
Harris County, Texas. I'm not sure. I think that's around Austin.
It's Texas.
Or no, it's Travis County. I'm not sure.
To call the police when you did something wrong, I think you got to be white.
I'm not going to disagree with that. If you're bold enough to call the police, even understanding the fact
it's
that
bold
what you
the
were
word
do-
you're using?
Why would you call the police unless it was an emergency?
Like, I can't imagine. It's stupid, right?
I mean, I would call the fire department before I would call the police.
Sure.
Because they show up at first anyway. But, yeah.
And they don't care.
Ed, what are you thinking?
They're trying to sell weed.
They're trying to sell weed. Somebody stole the weed that they were going to sell. The story they tried to sell to the cops was, hey, we were selling something online, and these guys came and stole it.
How old are they?
18 and 17.
They trust the cops.
Yeah, but not enough to tell them the truth. Like, they didn't call to say, right, hey, We lost our weed.
But they got them involved.
Mm-hmm. Rookie mistake.
It's black, white, Mexi.
Or Jew.
I'm going to go. Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't know why. I'm going to go Mexi on this one.
Okay. Chris, what are you thinking, man? You going to stick with white?
I think I'm going to stick with white. My son's telling me Mexi, but I'm going to stick with white.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if this dynamic duo of teens are black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile This takes us to Texas. We have a pair of teens who apparently had a drug deal go wrong. Either way, they got their weed stolen.
Yeah.
So they called the cops and said, hey, man, someone stole our weed. Well, they actually didn't say weed, but...
But the cops pieced it together because the kids aren't smart, as evidenced by the fact that they called the cops in the first place after someone stole their weed. But, Chris, we asked you, did you believe that these two incredible criminal geniuses are black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And your kid was insisting that you say Mexi. By the way, this game, definitely family-friendly. Mm-hmm. Your kid was saying Mexi, but you went white. Well, you need to turn around, look your kid in the eye, and tell him to shut up because Daddy knows what he's talking about.
Right.
You are correct, sir. Right.
Uh-huh. Very good. Nice work.
Yeah, that one. Stupid kids.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Howie Mandel, famous comedian. He's also on America's Got Talent. He's on a bunch of shows, right? But you might forget he's done a lot of voice work, too.
Has he?
He has.
Huh.
I mean, obviously, you remember the cartoon Bobby's World, right?
Yes.
So that cartoon was huge when I was a kid.
Okay, all right.
And I will say, Howie Mandel is a little strange, but the more I see him, kind of the more I like him.
Okay, means you're getting old.
Been doing it for a long time.
It probably does mean I'm getting old, right?
Like, you know what, I like this Howie Mandel now.
I mean, for years, my favorite Howie was from the Backstreet Boys, but, you know, Mandel could slip in there. Thank you, Robin. You're one person to laugh at that.
Who's the Howie from the Backstreet Boys? Howie what?
I don't remember his Day? Is it Howie Day?
Howie Day?
No, Howie...
You don't want to talk about Howie Day. He got himself in some trouble. Howie Duroux.
All right. Yeah, so I wasn't that far off.
You were close. Same like, time span.
Yeah.
He's in there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second time we've talked to my Robin and I have talked about him this week. Anyhow, Howie Mandel was on Jimmy Fallon, and he showed off some of the voices.
I like your shirt, by the way. That's Gizmo. That's Gizmo, which is, yeah, I don't know if you know, that's me.
You were the voice?
I'm the voice of Gizmo.
No,
I'm
Gremlins.
Listen, I did. I don't think people know that, but that's me, which sounds like it was an amazing thing, but, you know, I did. I had a whole voiceover career, but not a whole voiceover repertoire. So this was Gizmo. And then I did, like, a show called Bobby's World, and I'm Bobby.
Of course.
But Bob, it's the same voice. Is it
Bobby tough like this.
So if you think,
Bobby, Gizmo.
Same voice. And then... Right. And I did the Muppet Babies. I was Skeeter on the Muppet Babies. It's the same voice.
Skeeter talk like this.
That's right.
Bobby talk like this. Gizmo.
Same voice. Let's see, I got one voice.
Bob, but it's a great voice.
It is. It works for everything I do.
Right. It is kind of mind-blowing. Also, go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch him do it. Because it's like you're used to animation, and you know there's a human doing it. But when you see the voice coming out of that...
It's weird.
It's super weird.
I will
say... The weirdest is Bart Simpson, right?
Yeah, because there's a chick doing... Yeah. You know, we just saw it with a guy.
And you don't think, like, well...
I will say this, though. I mean, and we talked to... Oh, God, what's his name? Billy... He was the voice of the Honey Nut Cheerio Bee. That's almost...
He was the voice of a ton of stuff.
Right,
Billy...
He was... At this time that we talked...
Billy West.
I want to say, like, Toy Story had just come out. And as soon as you bring it up, because we said, man, you should be happy, like, with Pixar and Disney, a lot of these animated movies. And he says... Really, what's up with that? And I've always thought about this since he said it, and I agree with him 100%. He said, look, Toy Story got Tom Hanks, and everyone loves Tom Hanks. He didn't do a voice. It's just the voice of Tom Hanks, right?
Right.
He's not doing anything. He's just reading. And yes, he's acting and all that, but it's just Tom Hanks' voice. You can do Polar Express. It's just Tom Hanks' voice. He's like, so you hired, you know, 8 A-list celebrities to provide the voice for Toy Story, and you spent millions of dollars to do this because they command that kind of cash. He's like, or me and one other voice person could do 120 different voices for you. You'd pay us each about $200,000. You save a ton of money. And the kids don't know the difference. He's like, do you honestly think the kids like Toy Story because Mr. Potato Head is Don Rickles? He's like, if you want to put it to the test.
No, but I think it brings in the
adults.
Ask your kids.
The adults don't care. You're watching it because you took your kid to the movie theater, right? And either it's a good movie or it is not. Pixar does a pretty... Disney's awful. Pixar...
But it does. Well, I just think it's like Shrek, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now granted...
Great example.
I wasn't a child.
He wasn't their choice. Chris Farley.
No. But I'm just saying, like, Eddie Murphy as Donkey to me was like, all right, that's super funny. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I wasn't a child.
But I was like, Chris Farley... Already recorded Shrek. He did 90% of the script, but he died.
Correct.
They wanted to keep making it. So I'm like, so it's not that entirely. Like, I know what you're saying, and it'd be different. I think it'd be different if it's a movie there's a chance you would go to the theater and see without your kids. You can watch Toy Story now and go, you know what, man? You can watch that without, but you don't know that before you see it.
Well,
and he was just like, think of all the money you spent, $10 million to have Tom Hanks not do a voice. I mean, just,
you know what?
Be Tom Hanks.
I think it's your subconscious on what you're comfortable with. You could watch a commercial. You know it's Morgan Freeman now.
Years.
Yeah, but like with Matthew McConaughey, like just doing beef, like for whatever.
I understand that, but they're trying to sell a product that you have to go buy. The movie, trust me, if you have little kids, all you have to do to get them to want to see the movie is let them know it's for little kids. Done.
Yeah,
right? That's it. They
true.
Don't.
True.
Care
I think you're. I think you're both right. Like I agree with Billy. I get where Billy West is coming from.
Sure.
He's like, man, you're taking work from it, right?
But I'm spending so much money for people that don't do voices.
But on the same token, like, for I was saying, Shrek, like, Donkey just sounded so familiar as you knew the voice, right? Like, for years, Diddy did Xbox stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Play Together or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or who's, what's it? Not Home Depot. What's the other one? Lowe's.
Is Gene Hackman.
Right.
Sure.
But it was years before I realized that. And it was just like, oh, yeah, you do know that.
I think for commercial, it works. Because with the commercial, like, it's Lowe's. We compete with Home Depot, right? You're going to make it a decision. We give you a familiar voice. We want you to spend your money in our store. The movie, it's a kid's movie. It's from Pixar. Done.
If Looney Tunes just did jokes for kids, then there would be no adult humor. So I think the most successful of those franchises happen when you can take your kids to the movie and the adults get it and the kids get it. Right. So there's got to be a balance between the two.
Mel Blanc did all those ways. He's the last great voice actor.
But the jokes were also built for adults. So, like, if you watch Monsters, Inc.
But why would you pay someone to... If I can write a good
script...
Because
I know who John Goodman is, and he's funny, and that's the one relatable I have in this movie.
No one knew who Mel Blanc was. People still laugh to this day. No one cares who Mel Blanc was, but you enjoyed... Because the script was written well, and the jokes were funny. I mean, I hear what people are saying, but... For me, it just seems, and a lot of industries, I feel that people overspend on incredibly unnecessary things and then act like they can't figure out how to drum up money for something else. So if I want to pay Tom Hanks $10 million, look, long story short, I don't think Tom Hanks had anything to do with the success of Toy Story beyond the fact that he was fine doing the character. He's an actor, I get it, but you could have had anyone do it with the exception of James Earl Jones or Michael Strahan, and I think it would have been fine.
The kids don't care.
The kids like Woody. I mean, I can tell my kids, hey, Tom Hanks, very respected actor, did the voice of Woody. They're like, don't have an F to give you, Dad. Hopefully they wouldn't say exactly
like,
that.
Like Mike Myers.
Cat in the Hat, Mike Myers. That's the name of the movie to them because that's what. But they don't care that it's
I do like the idea of your small children, though. I'm like, I don't have an F to give, Dad. Just show us the effing movie.
Right.
Just
show us Cat in the Hat, Mike Myers.
Could you go in your music room and leave us alone?
Right. Shut up.
Right. Smoke those weird cigarettes, Dad.
Yeah, when you go on the porch and you tell us to go back in.
And all the ones you smoke outside and get weird when we come out.
And then the people come and they take those cigarette butts off the porches.
Why do they want those cigarette butts?
And not the other ones.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. All right.
Neighborly love, kids.
So Celebrity Big Brother, they revealed who the cast was going to be. We talked about it a little bit. Cato Kaelin's going to be on there.
Awesome.
I
loved all his stuff before the OJ stuff.
Joey Lauren. You know, I saw that one softcore porn he did.
You did?
I did. And, you know, for the age, it was fine.
Okay.
Man, I lost the second half of who else is going to be in that house. You know what? It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
You have a huge stack of papers. They're like so much prep.
You never know when you're going to need them. But here's the deal. Are we going to hear some dirt, right? Because two of the people on there are Anthony Scamucci, which is Trump's former communications director. Did he even have that job for a month?
No.
Oh, no. It was real short, real short.
But he says, quote, I'm pretty much an open book. So if people ask me any questions, I'll answer them honestly. But no problem doing that.
I was famous for 2 weeks and stuff, and my life is an open book because you only know me for 2 weeks.
But they act like it's a book you want to read.
Right, exactly.
I mean, like, hey, man, I hear you. I appreciate that. I don't care.
Well, remember last season, it was a big deal. Omarosa was in there and was like, he said this and that. But here's the difference. Scaramucci's been pretty loyal to Trump, so I doubt he's going to go down the way Omarosa did. Yeah.
She sounds like a drink. He sounds like a pasta dish you only serve on Halloween.
But I think the most exciting thing
has shrimp in it.
Right.
I'd order the shrimp Scaramucci.
Yeah, I would too. Fettuccine, cheese, probably some seafood. It's a white clam sauce.
But Cato Kaelin, I think he's kind of interesting. He says if they have any questions they want me to answer or something that I can't answer, I have no problem doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see just Cato just be like, yeah, man, he came back to the house, knocked on the door, and told me he killed him.
Why do you think Al Cowlings is driving that car?
Yeah, right? Do you want to feel bad now? Now, most of these people...
Can we, please?
Yeah, they've been famous or whatever. So they're on a show where they sit in a house with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, they have no communication, TV, this or that. But again, they're just sitting around in a house. What do you think they get paid? Base salary?
$50,000.
100 G's. The winner takes home...
Per week or the whole thing?
No, I mean, that's...
Okay, all right.
Some of them are only going to be there for a week.
That's still a ton of money. Yeah.
The winner can take home an additional $250,000.
Right. Our buddy Tom Green's doing it.
Yeah, Tom Green would be funny, too.
Yeah, he'll be great.
Man, I saw something the other day that referenced Tom Green as, like, the one movie he was in. And I'm just like,
Freddie got fingered?
Yeah, and I'm like, Tom Green's done a lot of stuff. Are we going to forget about the show that he had on MTV or the show that he had on the Tom Green live show? Like, I don't know why he doesn't get that, like he's been in the game forever.
You need to give him that credit, because otherwise the argument you're making is that people know who this is because of that cinematic masterpiece, Freddie Got Fingered. There's a good chance people went to the movie because they knew who he was beforehand. That's a hard sell.
Swam across Lake Washington with one testicle.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody had ever done it before. It's pretty amazing.
With one testicle or period?
Period. That was the whole buildup.
Well, hey, man, then he has two records.
Nobody had ever swam across Lake Washington. And it's like this whole giant deal. His buddy Glenn's like in the little boat next to him. And finally, he's just like, shut up, Glenn. Like, I got to do this. You can tell he's struggling. And he gets over and they have a press conference. It's a big giant deal, right? And then there's a guy that's like, yeah, man, when I was in Boy Scouts, we did this every summer. It's like,
here's my merit badge. Right. Oh, by the way, someone's saying the strip Scaramucci is made with a mustard sauce. I am in.
Italians love mustard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
Kind of a German-Polish thing, but whatever.
Comes with a side of ranch and hair gel.
Yeah, they don't even know what a mustard seed is in Italy.
There's been a lot of talk about the government shutdown going on. Stephen Colbert has some thoughts on that as well.
Both the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have not been funded for days now, with critical departments hamstrung by furloughs. Things have gotten bad, so bad, that now when you see the Secret Service guys talking into their wrists, they're just talking into their wrists. They're just...
I miss you, microphone. Hello.
I don't know why. I thought that was hilarious.
He teased it like a TV show. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 to give you the details.
Mm-hmm.
like this is not a reality television show.
I just like the idea of this guy's not having microphones in there. Just talking to them.
Now they start to yell, the president is coming!
Will you have your job and get paid? Will you not turn in tomorrow at 3? I'll let you know.
Bird Box. Again, has anybody watched it?
I haven't. Well, I did.
Oh, that's right, Robin. You did.
But I watched the blindfolded.
You said it was a bird box of ass, right? There's no chance she said that, but
it's not so much her style. But
it's worth watching once. I'm not saying you have to sit and watch it over and over and over again. But
is this the Sandra Bullock in a blindfold deal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had that fantasy for years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's called Speed,
and I even called it Bird Box.
If
it's
you like
weird.
Sandra Bullock, I think it's worth a watch. If you hate her, don't force yourself.
I don't know that. Does anybody have either emotion about her?
No, I don't think so either. I think it's just a matter of, is the plot line good?
I don't love her or hate her.
I mean, she's Sandra Bullock. She is what she is. She's fine.
Yeah.
In theory, though, every time I see the poster of her with the blindfold, I'm like, that should have been the blind side.
I don't know anything about the movie. It just seems like she could take it off very easily.
Oh, the blindfold?
Yeah.
Well, I think you don't want to.
It's not a good blindfold. That's why I'm always like,
What makes it a bad... How do you look at the poster and go, that is an Essie blindfold?
Well, you really need to keep your eyes shut, is the whole thing. Like, and since your urge... It's just... Your urge is to open your eyes when danger is coming.
All right.
So that's how they kind of work around that. Like, okay, well, no matter what, I can't open my eyes, so I'll put the blindfold on, and even if I open them, I still can't see through. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Okay. But that's just an old school one piece of cloth. I'm saying a good blindfold is you gotta put something over the head.
Look, like she just can't open her eyes, all right?
Yeah.
I give her grief about her blindfold.
I think she's just fighting instinct at some point, is what that's all about. That I don't know why they're all dirty blindfolds, Ted. I don't know.
Right?
Dirty blindfolds.
It was like they cut up a dirty shirt, and we're like, here's the only blindfolds we could find. They probably spent too much money getting Tom Hanks to do the voiceover.
Toy Story.
God damn. Anyhow, the show's gotten into more trouble. They got in trouble before because people kept doing the Bird Box challenge and getting hurt.
That's not their fault.
It's not, but I guess they showed a derailment from that one of the monster calls, but it was a real life stock footage of a trail derailment that happened in 2013 in Quebec, Canada. So some people were like, why would you put that in there? That was a real thing. 47 people died. It's one of the deadliest disasters in Canadian history.
The movie Titanic?
But they didn't use actual footage of the Titanic.
They did not, but the whole story is based on that. I mean, like anything else.
If there's plane crashes, I don't know that you necessarily have to use footage of an actual plane crash.
But the difference is whether or not you call it a movie. So I can put on, I don't know, History Channel, whatever it is, but they have like air disasters, right? And they simulate 95% of it, but anything that they have footage, the actual carnage, Like, you watch this whole show.
They'll show the debris field.
Well, they'll tell you what went wrong, but if it's one of those things where it came into the runway and crashed, like, they show you the... They simulate the entire thing, and then at the end of the show, they say, this is what happened. Like, they show you this plane, but I tell you, 250 people died. This thing hits, bursts into flames. It's not that it's awesome. It's not that. It's just the point, like, there should be outrage there as well, right? I mean, I get what they're saying. I do. I
think it's
understand.
Different, though, if you have a show that's like, hey, this is a show about catastrophes, as opposed to, like, you know, like, you made a movie. Mm-hmm. You don't need to use real-life footage of people's family members.
That's when you put on your blindfold.
That's a bad one. Let's see. This one is kind of weird. Jerry Seinfeld, I guess, has beef with Jimmy Kimmel. Radar Online says nobody knows where the bad blood comes from, but Jimmy hates Jimmy Kimmel's guts.
Jerry
hates Jimmy Kimmel. People believe Jerry is envious of Jimmy, which seems ridiculous because Jerry Seinfeld is like...
It's worth like his weight in platinum.
They don't even do the same thing.
Maybe he cracked a joke about
Jerry
him.
Jerry goes out and does his show, but he also does stand-up. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't do that.
So, and that's what people are saying. Like, it's not coming from Kimmel's side. He's a huge Seinfeld fan. Always talks about how great he is. You know, but they say, but you'll never see Jerry Seinfeld on Jimmy's show. What else are you going to say? I guess when Letterman was finishing his show, like Kimmel did a show that night or something, and that's what he got pissy about. It seems like something tiny that Jerry Seinfeld has just held on to.
There's nothing tiny. It's bigger than that, probably. I mean, if that's actually true, there's no way you can nitpick over crap like that.
You never know. People are petty. Have you not watched the news?
Yeah, I get it.
You know, everything's about pettiness. Initially.
I would just hope it wasn't over something as stupid as that.
Oh, you know what it says? It says the only thing that comes up is Jerry taking a shot at Kimmel over his tribute over David Letterman a while back. While Kimmel decided to run to air and rerun on the night of Letterman's last show, Seinfeld said it didn't go far enough and that he shouldn't have aired an episode at all.
Oh, for crying out loud. They're obligated to do that based on spots.
Yeah, and it's his job.
And he knows that.
Right. Yeah, he's got to get in there.
Instead of doing this, we're not going to air Seinfeld tonight or a rerun. We're going to air original programming for 1 half hour, one time only.
I can't remember what
it
was, but something significant happened on the series finale of Seinfeld. Should have canceled it.
No, nothing happened. That was actually the worst episode out of the entire run.
No, I mean something newsworthy happened. Yeah, and canceled it. Let's just shut up.
Yeah, and Miles is exactly right. As great as Seinfeld was, it's like Sopranos. Like the ending, you're just kind of like... Huh? Like, we had this great run, and this is how it ended?
Yeah. You can put that more on Larry David, but Jerry was the writer there, too. All right, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Montana UPS driver hears a dog's cry for help, and he rescues the pooch.
Help me.
From an icy pond. Meanwhile, Texas teens call cops after someone sold their weed and are now free on $500 bond. Woman at Chinese airport chugs entire bottle of booze rather than turn it in. A Pennsylvania police helped to seek volunteers willing to knock back a little gin. And doctors are telling women not to put parsley in their vagina. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
We'll get to that one in a second, Miles. Our top story, we go to Instagram, where a 27-year-old man told us his story about how he fulfilled his dream. I almost put this in for the shot of the day, but I was selfish with this one. The man injured himself during a competitive cheerleading routine at the age of 18, resulting in a spinal cord injury that left him quadriplegic.
Damn.
Putting his dream on hold. Now he's gotten together with an online film studio and has realized his dream of starring in a porn.
Oh. Wow.
He said he wanted to get rid of the stigma of disabilities and sex. And I could have sworn that there was like a whole genre of that somewhere.
Oh, it exists. I mean, do they have a working title for this?
Right? Like, wasn't that Russell Brand's thing? Like, he was into wheelchair porn?
What?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Wasn't that why Katy Perry walked away? Because he was just weird?
I mean, I don't know the specifics of it.
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a buddy of mine. I forget.
What news sites are you
Brand
checking?
Or a buddy of mine. I'm not sure, man.
In other news, ladies, if you're about to try a new home remedy that you heard online involving your cycle, I'm here to tell you it's a hoax. For some reason, there's a false article that made its way around the internet advising women to put parsley in their pelvic region.
In their vagina, Mike. And it was my idea because it's a natural breath freshener.
I recommended
it. I figure I could kill two birds with one stone.
Hey, if I were you, I'd put an Italian flat leaf parsley in there. It's easy to chop up.
It's good for digestion. That's why it used to be on your plate.
Used to be.
But apparently it was in order to induce their cycle. Doctors have come forward to tell women that not only does it not work, it could cause some pretty big issues, some of them fatal.
I don't really know why. In your vagina?
Right? Could cause a reaction that has killed some.
Damn.
Yeah.
That'd be a stupid way to go.
Good time.
How'd she die? Well, she kept putting parsley in her vagina, man. She can't take it anymore.
If you're looking for a better method to deal with stress, we have the activity for you. Sloth yoga is now a thing that's making headlines.
That would seem to calm me down a little bit.
Basically, it's just like normal yoga. You know, they talked about how while you're doing yoga at your house, your cat or your dog's walking around. Well, this one, you'll be joined by the sloth by the name of Lola. And she'll be in the room just doing whatever she wants to do.
Lola. Why? She was a showgirl.
Because, Ted.
People are stupid.
It's like the goat yoga. Like, what? You can do the yoga. You don't need a goat next to you.
Right. That makes it more difficult. Having a goat climb on you like a rock.
Yeah.
2019, Ted.
Do some real yoga, baby.
If you need a sloth or a goat to do your yoga, you gotta look at your fitness routine. I don't think you're really onto it.
That makes a strong point.
It's what we do, man. It is what we do. We talked about this during Profile This in Texas. A local peace officer got a call from a couple teenagers to report a robbery.
Peace, brother.
When he arrived on the scene, he was told that the two were meeting at an area to sell an item that they had listed online to a man that showed up and basically just stole the item instead of paying for it. After a little bit of investigating, it was revealed that the teens were attempting to sell marijuana to the man. After this was revealed, the teen was arrested, and there is a warrant out for the other.
This is what makes it so stupid. Even if the cops believed you that you were selling a new sofa or an old sofa.
Right.
When they track these guys down, you don't think these guys are going to be like, yeah, I stole their weed.
Right.
But come on, man.
Where's the stolen sofa? What stolen sofa?
I know we stole the weed and smoked a bunch.
Right. Oh, those kids? Yeah. I usually do man versus beast, but in this case, we're pausing the war for a feel-good story. A UPS driver was making a delivery when he heard the sound of a dog in peril.
Reggie!
Turned out to be a dog that had fallen and gotten trapped in an icy pond.
Get me out of here!
He quickly stripped his clothes and made his way out into the water. The dog's owner was out there in a boat trying to get him out and for some reason couldn't get it done.
And the dog said, Jesus Christ, put your clothes on!
Right? The guy went out there on the boat. He eventually cracked and went under the ice himself, but was able to grab the dog by her collar, get her up and out of the water.
And the dog mauled him.
They're both okay. They're becoming friends. Like, the UPS driver came back later to deliver something else, and the dog was like, hey, friend!
Oh, yeah, that dog's going to remember that. Yeah,
that's right. Let's go to Southeast China, where a wedding convoy turned into a nightmare. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
While driving down the road in their three Bentleys, the convoy was cut off by a jaywalker passing by. And it was so close that the first slammed on their brakes and avoided hitting the woman, but the other two slammed into each other, causing a three-car pileup and all three cars' damage totaled out to about $22,000.
If you can afford to have a three Bentley limo party, you can afford to take care of it.
Yeah, but at the same time,
but you're renting those. Like, look, man,
that ain't on you.
I can rent a Maserati.
Sure,
right. If I get in an accident, basically, I'm going to sell my body on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Screwed.
It's probably like a limousine service. That's they probably have insurance for it.
If they rented the Bentleys, then they're effed.
Now, was it just that this jaywalking woman didn't look both ways before crossing, or were they going so fast and just being dumb driving these things that it didn't matter at what point she jaywalked, they weren't going to stop in the first place?
There's a difference. I feel like if I'm in a Maserati, I'm going to open it up because, you know, it goes fast.
Sure,
I'm sure a Bentley can, but you want people to see you in a Bentley.
Right.
Like, I'm driving real slow.
That's why it's a wedding convoy.
At least once or twice a week, I will see that guy. It's always a guy who does not care and just starts walking, puts his hand up. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta stop it.
Yeah, Ted. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. The random question asked in Men's Room is back, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we
be all about the smash.
So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.